Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as I said, after today, I'll be on vacation for the next 2 weeks. Some of you know the tradition. More often than not, when I'm away, something big, bizarre, and memorable happens, often an invasion. On some of my past vacations, Iraq invaded Kuwait. The U.S. government invaded the Waco compound. The government invaded Elian Gonzalez's Florida compound. Remember that one? And 10 years ago, the NYPD invaded Abner Luima while I was biking in the mountains. Al-Qaeda attacked the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania while I was away, and the U.S. bombed Sudan and Afghanistan in response. Jim McGreevy announced he was a gay American while I was on vacation, and there was the New York City blackout of 2003. Funnily enough, I was originally going to be away this week, and yesterday's Brooklyn tornado was just the kind of thing that I would expect to happen while I'm away. So maybe the stars are not aligned for this year. But just so you know the history, you are warned for the next 2 weeks. Now, as I go off, I spent some time yesterday picking out some summer reading to take with me, but I could always use some more suggestions. And I figured if I need book recommendations, other people taking August vacations must need them too. So I thought we might all get together for a few minutes right now and share our summer reading lists. Call up right now to give me and your fellow listeners one fiction and one nonfiction book that you have read this year and that you think we should read too. All right, now our lines are already full, so wait for people to finish up at 212-433-WNYC. But we have a comments page, a special page for this right on the homepage of our website with your nonfiction and fiction book suggestions for your fellow listeners. Go to WNYC.org and add to the list that is already being populated there. It doesn't have to be a new book. It can be something brand new, or it can be a classic or whatever, but I do want it to be something you read this year so we know that it's something that worked for you recently. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now, so far, I'm bringing The Inheritance of Loss by Kieran Desai, which won the Booker Prize last year, the recent collection of Kurt Vonnegut's essays and speeches called A Man Without a Country, and a book by the chess master Josh Waitzkin about how the game for him becomes not just a competition, but a kind of spiritual practice. Of course, I can't recommend these books for you because I haven't read them yet, but what one additional book do you think would go well with that collection? And what do you recommend for anyone taking some time off in August this year? 212-433-WNYC or populate the list at WNYC.org right on the home page. Mindy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What you got?
I would recommend a book called Nazi Games, but the Olympics of 1936 by David Clay Large. And this book was the idea of the editor at Norton, a guy named Steve Foreman, according to the author.
Okay.
Who was looking down the pike at the upcoming Olympics in China and thinking about the various human rights questions and so forth surrounding the choice.
So if those were the Nazi games, and some people are starting to call these the genocide games, this book draws the link.
Yes. Well, this is a really interesting history of those 36 Olympics with a lot of information that I certainly didn't know.
Oh, it's a history. This doesn't have anything to say about China. This is a pure history book, right?
It's a history book that was that the editor asked the writer to do because he was thinking about.
I see.
And
of
so
the context.
It has that relevance,
right.
But it also has a very detailed story of how those Olympics were built.
What's your fiction book?
Cold Comfort Farm by Stella Gibbons. This is a 1932 novel from England, and it's very funny.
We have 30s theme reading from Mindy in Brooklyn today to start us off. Thanks, Mindy.
Thank you.
Ron in North Bergen, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Okay, what you got?
I got The Ginger Man, J.P. Dunleavy. I figure it's not new, it's a classic, but it's
give me your one-sentence blurb.
It's about drinking and debauchery, going to Trinity College, and he's an American guy, and it's just a fun read.
All right. You have a nonfiction book, too, or no?
No, I just recommend that
Okay,
one.
That's great. Thanks a lot. Michael in Queens. Uh-oh. Michael, you're going to recommend your own novel?
Yeah, Brian. First of all, thanks. I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's my first novel. It's the first thing I've had published. Van Gogh used to mail paintings home to his mother once in a while. And at one point, she became so angry with him that she burned them all. So the premise of my book is that a young art student researching a monograph on him finds a clue that will eventually lead her to 49 Van Gogh and 3 Gauguin paintings.
Fun.
It's a murder mystery. It's a love story. It's a buddy story about two detectives who are tracking the killers. And pretty much that's it.
Great premise, anyway. So Michael in Queens, author of Finders Keepers. What's your last name?
McDermott.
Good luck.
One thing, Brian?
Yes.
If I may, it's Drama Publishing, DRAUMR.com.
Hey, that's just buttering them up for your next book contract, right?
Okay.
Thanks,
it's
Michael. Nassim in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nassim.
Hi, Brian. So here are my recommendations. For nonfiction, I recommend 1491 by Charles C. Mann.
Read it, actually. Fabulous
read
book.
Read it already?
Yes.
Okay. I was afraid of that.
Right, about really New York just before the sailing of Columbus.
Right. It's really all of the Americas.
All of the Americas. Right. I guess that's right. And the New York parts just stick with me. We did some discussion on the show about the New York parts of that book. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's exciting. And then for nonfiction, I don't know, you may have read this one already, too. Or, I'm sorry, fiction, is The Time Traveler's Wife.
Haven't.
By Audrey Niffeninger. It's actually a couple of years old, but I just discovered it this year, and it's really amazing. I would say the one-sentence blurb is it's about the endurance of love through time, which sounds so campy and cheesy, but it's actually really good. It's very well written, and I cried, my husband cried, everyone I know who read it cried. I mean, it's amazing. You really should read it.
Nassim, thanks a lot. And you'll get a one-sentence blurb on these books. Mary Ellen in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What you got?
I'm recommending the Ron Chernow biography of Alexander Hamilton, which I think is the greatest history book I've ever read. It's compulsively readable and scholarly at the same time. It's just wonderful.
And?
For fiction, I would recommend the new Ruth Rendell mystery, I suppose it is, The Water is Lovely.
Give us your one-sentence blurb.
She does that wonderful thing with people who are sort of on the fringes of society, who are uncomfortable with themselves and with the world. And she just renders those characters really great.
Mary Ellen, thanks great. A lot. Some of the ones coming in on our website. Fiction, The Moviegoer by Walker Percy. I read that a long time ago. New Orleans, Ennui, and A Little Convertible. One of my all-time favorites, says Sparkle in Brooklyn, and her nonfiction book, his or her, I don't know, anybody could call themselves Sparkle, right? Nonfiction book, Following the Bloom Across America with the Migratory Beekeepers by Douglas Wynot, entirely engrossing from cover to cover, says Sparkle, and I guess with the bees dying off, particularly timely, too. Someone else, I just finished The Divided Minds by Wagner and Spiro, a beautiful and very sad memoir of twins, one with schizophrenia. Also just finished The Namesake. Loved it. So well written. Someone else, Nonfiction Critical Condition by Donald Bartlett and James Steele. Read that, published in 2004, How Healthcare in America Became Big Business and Bad Medicine. Someone else, God is Not Great by Christopher Hitchens. Another one, nonfiction, Antonia Juhas, The Bush Agenda, Invading the World, One Economy at a Time. And someone else, I just finished Mary Modem, a novel by Camille DeAngelis. It's a beautifully written, updated version of Frankenstein, touching on themes of love, politics, and infertility. I immediately wanted to start reading it again. So this is a great list. We got a few dozen posts already from some of you, and probably a lot of you are going to go there. For your fellow Brian Lehrer listeners' book suggestions, keep putting them up there at WNYC.org. We have it right on the homepage. And Lauren and Tenafly are on WNYC. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you. What you got?
I got Slacker Girl by Alexandra Coslow, and it's about a young woman's pursuit of more leisure time. It's a perfect summer read.
Is it from the early 90s when the term slacker came in?
It actually just came out.
Huh.
It's brand new.
Cool. Sounds like fun. What else?
Yeah, it is fun. I don't have a nonfiction.
Okay. Slacker Girl by Alexandra Coslow.
Alexandra Coslow, Slacker Girl.
Thank you very much. Rochelle in Forest Hills here on WNYC. Hi, Rochelle.
Bryant, I'm so glad you got to me. I have a tour de force of a fiction for you, The Road by Cormac McCarthy. He won the Pulitzer.
Oh, yeah.
And richly deserved.
Yeah, that's
and
a classic.
And it's really it's a post-apocalyptic novel, both a horror story and a love story between a father and a son. I know you have two boys.
Yes.
It's simply wonderful, simply wonderful.
And you have a nonfiction?
When a Crocodile Eats the Sun by Peter Godwin, which is a memoir of what's happening in Zimbabwe now. He's a journalist, and his family, and of course he, comes from Zimbabwe, the former Rhodesia, and what's happening under Mugabe, I mean the horror of what's going on for people there with this terrible dictator, Mugabe.
Yes.
Two wonderful, wonderful book.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the Mugabe book has been making the rounds among our staff, and people really like it. Mike in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What you got?
Well, first of all, just to reiterate, somebody earlier mentioned Time Traveler's Wife as a memoir of a time traveler's wife.
Yes.
Which was really great. That wasn't what I was going to name, but I read it recently and loved it. So, but on my fiction list, the top one I would say is the novel Brooklyn. It's B-R-R-O-K-L-A-N-D,
mm-hmm.
Brooklyn by Emily Barton. A really great novel about Brooklyn 200 years ago and the proposed building of a bridge that would have preceded the Brooklyn Bridge.
And you have a nonfiction?
Yeah. It is a book that I don't necessarily agree with the politics of, but I loved the research and the ideas expressed, and that's by Max Boot. It's called War Made New, basically a summary of how technology has changed war over the last 500 years. Really an amazing book.
Thank you very much. Fred in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Real quick, we're going to run out of time. What you got?
Well, for fiction, a wonderful book called Send Me by Patrick Ryan, which is it's a book which has interweaving short stories about a family over a period of 40 years, and just a wonderful and very compassionate book. Very wonderful summer read, too.
Thank you. And Nasreen in Glen Rock, you're going to get our last one here.
Yay! The best book I ever read, Assassination Vacation by Sarah Vowell. I bought five of them to give to people. That's how much I loved it.
She may be out there listening right now and enjoying the push. Give people 10 seconds on why Assassination Vacation.
Well, I learned a lot. I know nothing. I'm ignorant of, so I just totally learned a lot. I loved her writing. She's funny and sarcastic and... It was just a trip for me.
All right. And we're going to repeat later this summer our conversation with her about Harry Potter. And it's been a great summer for me with all of you. We've done our SUV crowdsourcing project together. I met hundreds of you at our singles event and our live Cooper Union interview with John Edwards. We've been figuring out what Elliot Spitzer knew and when he knew it all month. We had July with Jen Chung, August with William Roden, which will continue while I'm away. Our public housing series, which will also continue. We survived the transit meltdown together yesterday, and who knows what surprises the universe has in store while I'm away. So thanks to all of you for calling and posting and listening, and as always to our producers who make this all happen, Nuala McGovern, Jim Colgan, Lisa Allison, Priya George, with special help this summer from Kate Hines, Alicia Abbott, Spencer Wilking, and Nadia Zonis, plus our interns Tomek Gross and Denise Oliveira, and of course, Debbie Daughtry riding shotgun at the audio controls. So if you're driving in the Adirondacks the next 2 weeks and see a guy on a blue mountain bike, give a wave because it might be me. Have a great couple of weeks, and please be nice to the substitute hosts. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.